ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, you may well be aware that South Africa is caught in a very acute spell of drought. Various parts of our country are experiencing the worst drought from 1982. As things stand currently, there are approximately 2.7 million households that are going to be affected by the lack of water. Water is probably the most undervalued natural resource accessible to man. Water has now become it surpasses oil as the most scarcest of critical resources around the globe. Therefore, the various analysts who say that the next outbreak of war would be to secure water. Currently, we know that wars have taken place in an attempt to secure oil, gas, etc. But water is going to become so scarce around the globe that it's going to be used as a tool for political power. Now, what happens when there's no water? We can live without food for 8 to 10 days. But we cannot go without water for more than 2 days. So it is a very integral part of our existence. 80% of all diseases in the underdeveloped world can be traced back to lack of water. And in the same way, 12 million deaths annually take place because of poor sanitation. No good water, no sanitation. Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, that we have made water the source of all life. If there is no water, there is no life. If there is no water, there is no food. And we would be surprised at the amount of water that is required to produce food. The amount of water that is required to produce food, we need 50 liters of water to produce one tomato, 50 liters of water to produce one tomato. You need 1,286 liters of water to produce a standard loaf of bread. You need 649 liters of water to produce one chicken breast. You need 196 liters of water to produce one single egg. That is the amount of water that is required to produce food. So the next time we sit on our table and we see food before us, we should think about how many hundreds of liters have gone in to produce that one single loaf of bread. Imagine 1,286 liters of water is required to produce a single loaf of bread. How integral and how important is this very, very scarce commodity that we've taken for granted? Where does this commodity come from? We know that 96.5% of all water found on planet Earth is in the oceans. It is salty, it is unpalatable, something that you cannot easily use. So we survive as humans and as animals. We have 2.5% of all water on this planet Earth is fresh water. But we do not survive on 2.5% of water on this Earth, the fresh water. From that fresh water, 0.3% is found in rivers and lakes, etc. The rest is trapped in the ice caps or found underground. So we essentially live on 0.3% of fresh water that is found on planet Earth. And how is this sustained? Obviously through rainfall. Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ We bring down rainfall in due proportion, in measured amounts. It is not a haphazard occurrence. Rain doesn't fall just because of what we understand to be natural cycles. Allah says, we bring down rain, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ will in due measurement. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ We bring down this rain in وَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ And after we bring down this rain, we create the conditions on the ground to actually dam the water that falls, the various catchment areas, the various dams, the various lakes that actually is able to house the water and contain this water that Allah sends down from the earth, from the skies. But then he says, وَإِنَّ عَلَى ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ That, O people, know that we are able to take away this water that is dammed, this water in the lakes and the rivers, etc. We can make water inaccessible to you on this earth. Now, this verse tells us about three factors relating to water. Firstly, the rain does not fall haphazardly. Rain falls according to the determined measure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it that determines this measure? It is not the Nino cycle. It is not a natural cycle that takes place. Allah says that we provide water or we withhold water based on the conduct of man. Based on the conduct of man. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the various ahadith, we will find that he talks about causes that contribute to drought. One, he says, that, O people, when fraud, deception in business becomes a prevalent custom, a societal norm. Everyone is busy cheating, stealing, and undoing the other. One of the natural consequences of fraud, of deception in business practices would be Allah will withhold the reins. In another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that when people fail to discharge their zakat adequately, Allah, in the hope of enriching themselves, Allah will make their resources scarce and withhold the reins. Another hadith teaches us where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that when immorality and zina becomes rampant, Allah will withhold His mercy by keeping back the reins. And in another hadith or in the verse of the Quran, Allah talks and warns us repeatedly about extravagance. If we're going to waste this natural resource, israf, if we're going to be extravagant in our lifestyles, Allah will then withhold the rain. So the first part of this verse talks about the fact that Allah brings down rain in due proportions. And this due proportion is determined by the moral conduct of man. Whether it is fraud, whether it is promiscuity, whether it is zina, whether it is withholding zakat, that will lead to lack of rain and, as we see, the drought that we're experiencing. But that is not all. That's the first part of the verse. The second part of the verse says, وَأَسْكَنَّاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ. That we can send down rain, but make this rain inaccessible, make this water inaccessible to you. How is this rain made? How can this water be made inaccessible to us? Allah addresses humanity and says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. O people, reflect on the water that you drink. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Do you bring it down and attract it from the skies? Or do we ensure that the skies bring down the rain? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ لَوْ نَشَاءُ جَعَلْنَاهُ أُجَاجًا. That if we so willed, we can change the quality and the characteristic of water and make it salty and unpalatable that you would not be able to consume anymore. So there may be water, but it may be polluted. There may be water, but it may be the characteristics are changed. There may be water, but it is salty and not, we cannot access that water. Another way where Allah says water will be there but it will be inaccessible, He says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا. That we will send down torrential rain. But Allah says, what if we make the earth seep this water? This water penetrates and goes down into the bowels of the earth. فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ مِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Who is able to produce flowing water for you? In other words, we will send down the rains, but the conditions of the ground would be such that it would not be able to contain the water. It will seep through into the bowels of the earth and still made inaccessible to you. And the third way of restraining and holding back or making water inaccessible was taught to the people, to the Egyptians during the time of Pharaoh. They refused to believe in him. He pleaded with them, and after years of inviting them, Allah sent down consecutive plagues and punishments. And Allah says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانِ وَالْجَرَادِ وَالْقُمَّلِ وَالدَّفَادِعِ وَالدَّمِ. Allah sent down floods, and then the plague of the locust, and then the plague of the lice, and then the last plague was where Allah transformed the water of the river Nile into blood. When Musa alayhi salatu was salam and his people went to the river Nile and they scooped water from there, it remained and it was natural water. Yet when the Egyptians went to access that water, the minute they accessed that water, it changed into blood. If they used natural water and they threw it into their food, that food became blood. And they could no longer access water. So in this verse, Allah gives us two very important lessons. One is rainfall is not a haphazard occurrence. Rainfall takes place according to the divine measure and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That divine measure and will is in turn determined by the conduct of man. And secondly, Allah says, yes, we can send down rain and that very water could be made inaccessible to you. Its characteristics can change. It can seep down into the bowels of the earth and you cannot then access it. Or Allah can punish an entire community as he punished the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, where water changed into blood. How do we then attract the mercy of Allah and ensure that the drought that we are currently experiencing does not go on forever and affect our lives in ways that we would not be able to tolerate? Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam addressed his people and he said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. He said, O people, turn to Allah, seek his forgiveness, acknowledge your weaknesses. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Allah is oft forgiving. And if you, as an individual, sit and acknowledge your weaknesses, Allah says, I promise you three things. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. I will send down the torrential, beneficial rains that will bring back life to your earth. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. He says, if you are poverty-stricken, I will change your conditions to that of prosperity. That's the second benefit. And وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. If you have children that are becoming a liability, if you have children that are becoming your nightmare, Allah says, through istighfar, I will strengthen your existence by reforming and reforming your children. So Allah says, istighfar has three benefits. One is that it will attract the mercy of Allah in the form of rain. Two, it will change your condition of poverty to prosperity. And three, your children will become the coolness of your eyes through istighfar. And accordingly, you have seen the notice on the board, inshallah, on Sunday morning, after Ishraq, that is 20 past 5, we will, inshallah, have Salatul Istisqa at the school grounds, where we have our Eid Salah. Salatul Istisqa is where the community gets together to declare their absolute dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to acknowledge their weakness, acknowledge that we are sinful, O Allah, and to beg for His mercy. And therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has specifically advised us that when we assemble for the Salatul Istisqa, the aged and the children should be brought there. Because the innocence of the children will attract the mercy of Allah. And the weakness of the aged will also attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istisqa is where each person who comes to that assembly feels that he is personally responsible for the withholding of rains because of his own sins. During the case of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he assembled people and they were praying for rain and there was no rain coming down. So Musa alayhi salam turned to Allah and said, "O Allah, we're begging of you, of your mercy. Why are you not sending down the rain?" So Allah told Musa alayhi salam that, "O Musa, there is one individual in this congregation who is withholding the rain. He's so sinful and he has refused to seek forgiveness. And because of his presence in this gathering, I'm withholding the rain." So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam then addresses the congregation and says, "This is what Allah says. There is one person here, and you know who that person is. Stand up and leave this gathering so we can attract the mercy of Allah." The person who was sinful and who did not find the need to repent realized that it was him. So he started talking to Allah. And as he's talking to Allah, the water started flowing down. Torrential rains drenched that entire community. So Musa alayhi salam then turned to Allah and said, "Oh Allah, I saw no one leaving this gathering. How did this change take place?" And Allah said, "Oh Musa, when you made that announcement, that person took personal responsibility and he said, 'Oh Allah, I've sinned over and over and over again. You did not humiliate me. You did not expose me. If I stand up now and walk away from here, everyone will know my position. Oh Allah, take mercy on me. Do not expose me. And I simply accept responsibility and forgive me.'" He says his tawbah was such as an individual. His forgiveness was such that it attracted the rains and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what istisqa is about, where every individual feels responsible that because of him, the rains have been withheld. And it is through that spirit we should be asking Allah for forgiveness, and inshallah it will attract the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So one announcement is that istisqa will take place on Sunday at 5:20 after the Ishraq Salah. And secondly, next Friday at 2:30, there is a gathering and an outreach program for our domestics at the Isdeen Hall. Each domestic has been given an invitation. If for any reason your domestic hasn't received that, please contact the Nasirat, anyone in the Nasirat group, and secure an invitation. Ensure that our domestics go there. The idea of this outreach program is to acknowledge their contribution in our lives and also to explain Islamic values to them. Why do we live in the manner that we live? Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه